fast note before we get started today. Please know this podcast may contain content that may be disturbing to some listeners. All opinions expressed are that of the individual and are not meant as a substitute for professional mental health or medical advice. We advise reading the show notes for more detailed description before you listen to this podcast. Remember, mental health matters. Please take good care of yourself. Hello and welcome. It's Tammy Lawrence, Symbolisti here. Thank you for joining us for the I'm Still Here, Messages from the Other Side podcast. Each week, we'll be talking to individuals who believe that they have had messages from the other side. So interesting to hear as we all share our time together, still here. Hello, everyone, and welcome. We're here today with Sherry, who is joining us. She is a Reiki master teacher, life coach, and the owner of Agate to Healing. Thank you for taking some time to talk with us today, Sherry.
Thank you, Tammy. It's my pleasure.
Well, good. We were talking about having connections with the other side and feeling that people, maybe when they pass away, maybe they don't actually just die and that's it, that maybe there's some afterlife experience of where that they go on to after that. Have you felt a connection with the other side?
I have. I've had my own personal experience with my father. And then through the Reiki with my clients, I've experienced communications. So it's been very interesting.
Oh, cool. How long ago did your father pass away?
That's been almost 30 years. That was my very first experience. Through a real troubling time I was having, my father was always one that I could go to. I was laying in bed one night and having some dreams. I heard a very clear voice saying, Sherry, you can do this. You can do this. I sat right up in bed and looked, and he was at the end of my bed. I just started to cry. And then he left. His energy and his words stayed with me and actually got me through my ordeal. It was wonderful.
That is amazing. So you actually saw him standing at your bed?
I did. Yes, he was there, very smiling, as he always was whenever he was trying to cheer me on. He had that look about it. You can do this, girl. And then he left. It was very quick. Like I said, his words and his energy stayed with me.
That is just amazing. When you said you have some communications with clients, how does that work?
Well, it was kind of interesting. When I first started Reiki, sometimes I would get smells, or I would get a feeling like there was something else in the room with me or someone, but I ignored it at first. I thought, no, this isn't happening. And then I had a visit from an elderly woman, very dominating energy, and she would not be ignored. And I saw her sitting by the river, and she was collecting pebbles, and it was a very clear vision, and I could feel her. And she really wanted me to tell my client to snap out of it, that this was just enough was enough. Let's get our crap together, basically. My client was going through some hard times. I didn't say anything to her at first because I wanted to see if she was picking up on what I was, because I almost felt a little crazy. And she looked at me and she said, something's different in this room, Sherry. I feel something different. And I says, did you have a grandmother or an older person in your life that really stood by you and would encourage you? She said, yeah, my grandmother. She said she was short and stout and very dominating. Exactly what she was describing was what I was seeing. I said to her, did she live near water? And she said, yeah. She said she had a house that was right on the lake. And she goes, I used to go down and collect stone. Even as I'm telling you this, Tammy, I'm getting the shivers. I said to her, I said, well, she has a very clear message for you. She wants you to snap out of it. And she started to cry. She said, Sherry, that's what she would always say to me, even when I was very young. And if I fell, she'd say, snap out of it. You can do this. Ever since then, my clients, I would have visions with them. It's been very extraordinary. And they've been all good things, good energies, good visions.
And how reaffirming to not only have the description of the woman, but also the exact words that she would say, and you were able to tap into that. That is amazing.
Very amazing. I'm not even sure how this all happens. I don't know, maybe because I'm open to it, but it happens. It's amazing.
That's what I was going to ask you is, were you always able to do this, or this is just something that grew since you got your Reiki master teacher training?
I would say since my Reiki, since the attunement, that definitely. When I was younger, I could always pick up on people's energies, but not communicate with ones that have passed. Definitely with the Reiki, that's what's opened this up for me.
Do you have another example? Now you've just got us curious. Do you have another example?
Another one? Absolutely. I was working with this lady's energy again, down by her knees and her ankles, and all of a sudden this little puppy appeared, just jumping and so hyper and so happy. And I said to her, did you have a dog? She said, yeah, I did actually. And she said, the little guy, he passed away about 3 years ago. Was he very hyper? She said, oh yeah, extremely hyper, just would not sit still. And I described, you know, black, what I was seeing. And she goes, that's him. And I said, well, he's right here. He's right here. And she started to cry. She was like, oh my goodness, Sherry, I wish I could see him. And I said, well, he's here. He's happy. He's playing. And she said, well, you know, I always felt guilty. She said, because I had to put him down. And I said, well, guess what? You did the right thing. He's completely at peace and having so much fun. And he's with you all the time. To see the relief on her face and the guilt just lifted. It was wonderful.
And a very healing experience.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Reiki is amazing. Being able to share this with my clients.
There's a lot of Reiki practitioners that don't actually sense that. So I don't know, you're connecting into another intuitive side of yourself. How have you developed that intuition?
I'm assuming part of it is meditation. Because when I meditate, I firmly believe that you reach different levels of the universe and yourself. I believe a door is opened. And if you're acceptant to that, then things will happen. That's what I believe. Before each session, I do meditate, and I meditate on the client. And if there's any messages that need to be passed on, I'm open. And I think that's just welcome that. Other than that, I have really no explanation how.
It just happens. Don't ask me.
I know. It's just wonderful.
I've heard from others that meditation is one of the things that allows them to be able to calm enough and be at peace and open that connection to the other side, which is absolutely wonderful. Could you explain what kind of meditation you do, or do you have a process for the type of meditation that you explore? Or?
I would sit down before the client comes about 15 minutes to 20 minutes before, and I would just sit very still and just close my eyes, feel the sensations in my hand. I would get connected with myself first to make sure I wasn't having any energies that would interfere with my client's session. Then once that was clear, then I would just open up and say, okay, whatever needs to be done today, whatever messages, I'm here to help, I will deliver. And that's kind of what happened.
Basically asked and then received.
Absolutely.
If you were going to give someone some advice on how to get through a grieving experience, what would you say to them?
Take the labels off it. I think that when we mourn or feel any real intense emotion, we label it right away as bad or good, or it is what it is. Grieving a loss is not something that happens quickly. There'll be periods throughout your life. And not to be surprised if 2, 3, 5 years down the road, you hear a song or you're walking and you get a sense, just let it be. I don't think when you lose someone that you ever truly get over it. Just let yourself do what you need to do and don't judge yourself.
That's a hard one there. Don't judge yourself.
Oh, it is so hard.
When your father passed away 30 years ago, you said, how old were you?
29.
Oh, okay. Was it an expected passing?
Yeah, we kind of expected it.
I've often said that, though, even when you know that you're expecting someone to pass away, you don't know the exact time and minute and second that they're going. So it doesn't make it any easier than someone more of an unexpected experience.
Absolutely. And when you know someone's going to pass, there's so many mixed emotions, I think. Part of you that wants them to move on, so they're out of pain. And that can cause a lot of guilt. That's selfish of me to think that. Then there's the other part of you that wants them to stay. So you're angry that they are. There's so many mixed emotions. And again, that's where that part of judgment comes in. To be kind to yourself.
So 30 years later, what emotions do you feel from that specific experience now?
Well, I tell you now, when I go through something that's really tough, I look back on that. Yep, I can do this. His words have always, always stayed within me. Always. And I can hear his little voice every so often. If I get down again, you can do this. You know what to do.
We really do carry them with us through our lives, don't we? Even though we can't see them and we don't know where they are, but we still have the sense that they were still there. A few times now you've mentioned that the other side kind of, Kat, for you personally, has connected when you're going through a hard time. Do you think that that is the same for everyone? How would you further explain that?
I think when you're going through a hard time, that there's a part of you almost reaches, I'll do anything to get out of this. And I think once you do that, you're almost letting go of control in a way, which allows the universe to jump in and start doing stuff that it needs to do to help you along the way, if that's what you believe. And I think when you're going through harder times, I think it makes that connection easier. You just want a way to feel peace, whatever that may be. I think if you're happy and jolly, you're not really looking for that.
And I would think even if you don't believe in it, it's still the help from the other side. I think it's still there. We just don't open ourselves up to realize that, oh yeah, when that one thing happened, that was a message, but I missed it.
I totally agree.
Dear listeners, I thought we would interrupt Sherry's interview just for a moment because she did touch on something that I thought was very important, something I wanted to highlight. We were talking about being non-judgmental with self throughout the grieving process. And it reminded me of the time just after my mom had passed away, I ended up going to see a grief counselor. And the reason that I went to see her was because I felt like I wasn't grieving correctly. In fact, I had some days when I just felt absolutely marvelous. And I thought, how can you be feeling marvelous? How dare you? Your mother just died. This is awful. And then other times when I was at the depths of despair and really was struggling with it. I had this conversation with the grief counselor and she looked at me and she said, Tammy, so what you're trying to tell me is there's a right way to grieve? And I thought, huh, now isn't that interesting? She said, we can all expect to go through grief in a specific way, but really there isn't a right way, nor is there a wrong way to grieve. So whatever it is that we're going through, we just need to allow it to unfold. As far as this idea of being judgmental with self, if we are just to remind ourselves as we're going through the journey, it's okay to not be okay. And then the flip side of that, it's okay to be okay. It doesn't matter if we have gone through grieving and it's something that's very recent, or if we're 3, 5, 10, 30 years into it, as Sherry was explaining here, every day is going to be different and how we're feeling is different. And I think if we just let go of this idea of this is what grief looks like, because there isn't a picture perfect way of grieving or even of receiving the messages from the other side. They might come in the most random of ways, a song on a radio, a passage from a book that you are drawn to in that moment. So just reminding yourself to not be judgmental as you go through your journey. We'll get back to Sherry. Be sure to listen to the end as we are going to be talking about one crystal that might be very helpful during a grieving journey. Back to Sherry.
I think back now at the time, now that I'm understanding and believing, I think back on my life when I was even quite young and I'm thinking, boy, there was someone there. Because, you know, by all rights, sometimes you're thinking, I shouldn't have made it this far. There's been a hand all through my life personally that I totally would say has been there and is still there.
If people wanted to find you anywhere, would that be?
You could look at A Gate to Healing. I have an account on Facebook. That's where I sell my jewelry and such. I do distant healing and I do readings if that's an interest.
Oh, interesting. That's great. Maybe we'll put the links in the verbiage area of the podcast so that people can just one click and find you.
Sure.
If they're interested in talking to you some more, maybe getting a bit further advice, that would be great. You mentioned before I let you go, jewelry. What are you doing with jewelry?
Oh, yes. I'm anxious to actually look back in my bloodline to see who created jewelry, because this is truly a gift. I do. I make rings and it's all crystals. I love my crystals. And I make bracelets, rings, necklaces, charms, car charms, all different types of things, bookmarks. And some of the ideas I get, they just simply come out of nowhere. I do. I make a lot of jewelry and it's really, I love doing it.
So speaking of crystals, is there one particular crystal you would advise someone to use, and how would they use it if specifically for grief?
Absolutely. Rose quartz, hands down. Rose quartz is a very beautiful pink, soft, calming stone, and definitely wear it by your heart. Wear it on you as you're grieving, and it'll actually help take the energies of the sadness and sorrow, and it'll hold it and then transform it into a loving energy. So it comes back to you. It's a beautiful stone. And I definitely would recommend it. I sleep at night with the two huge rose quartz chunks in my bedroom. I feel safer knowing that they're there. They're going to help transform my energies and bring love.
That's amazing. I too have used rose quartz before. And I think it's funny when you say wear it by your heart. I remember one day and I was teaching a yoga class. I had a bunch of crystals stuck in my bra and I went
absolutely
downward facing dog, crystals everywhere. I have since learned, do not put crystals in your bra if you're going to be doing downward facing dog.
I love that. That's an awesome story.
That's a great tip that people could utilize and use some crystals, or contact you and purchase something that has a rose quartz segment to it. Could they get something personalized if they wanted?
Absolutely. I do a lot of custom orders. I'll have people that they'll find items and they'll send me pictures. Can you create this? Can you create this? And yeah.
Well, that's another great tip that people could use too. So if you want to buy something from Sherry, you can go and look at her work. I believe you have an Instagram page too, do you not?
I do actually, yes. Life Coach Healer is what it's called.
Oh, okay. Very good. So they can contact you there and maybe get something personally made. And in the event they cannot, to find a piece of rose quartz and wear it close to the heart center.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for sharing some time with us today, Sherry. It was interesting to hear about your connections with the other side and that you do believe that there are those that are still here. And in the meantime, so are we. So we have to work through this earth walk journey together.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you, Tammy. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We are so grateful for our guests for sharing their time with us and sharing their experiences. It's wonderful to know that we're not alone, and it's so great to hear that even though our loved ones have passed, that they are still here with connections, albeit different from before. Be sure to subscribe and to share this podcast. If you have an experience that you'd like to share, I'd love to have a conversation with you. Please email me. We're also grateful to Kevin McLeod and to Computech for sharing this wonderful background music entitled Happy Dreams. Thank you for sharing your time with us. May you enjoy your time still being here.